Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back to an Open Line Thursday brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search WindowNation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live. We'll be joined later this hour by Doug Bell, golf analyst for PGA Tour Radio, CBS Sports HQ. He is at the Masters in Augusta, so he's coming up at 7:40. Dylan Strome from the Caps at 8:45. And Ted Leonsis, CEO of Monumental Sports, he will join the show coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. So we wanted to get into the Commanders. They're going to be busy early next week. I'm sure they're busy every day leading up to the NFL draft, but they are hosting top 30 visits with both Jaden Daniels and Drake May. Now it's getting serious. Now you've got the guys who are the odds-on favorites to be the number two pick in both Daniels and May coming in for not just visits, overnight extensive visits with the Commanders. Mm-hmm. Now it's ratcheting up. I did notice that my wild card pick at number two, J.J. McCarthy, I haven't seen a scheduled visit for him.
Oh, yeah.
Alongside these other two prospects.
Now, didn't they already have Penix here? I feel like these scheduled visits, you can make what you want out of them, right? You can read into them. Mm-hmm. Or there are other times where we've heard where guys get drafted when they never even talk to them.
Right.
Which, like, their smokescreen is, they pretend they're not interested. They don't bring them in. Well, they don't talk to them, and then they draft them.
I think that might happen with guys who are further down the draft board. I don't think you would do that with the number two.
Oh, it's happened with high picks.
Maybe I can't think of anywhere you're going to spend the number two overall pick, and you're not going to have that guy in your building. Like, I'm sure maybe it has happened, but if I'm an owner and or a GM, I'm going to want to bring that guy in. Have him sit down across from me in both the meeting room. I want to see how he comports himself out at a nice restaurant. I want to see how he interacts with the public. I want to see all of that. Like, if I'm about to pour millions of dollars into this pick, which is what they're going to do, tens of millions of dollars, mm-hmm. potentially more down the road, like, I need to look that guy in the eye. I can't just be like, okay, I've seen him at the combine from afar, and I've watched all of his college film. No. That might happen with the fifth or sixth round pick, not with the number two overall pick. I got to have that guy in my building. I don't care who knows that I'm talking or flirting with this guy, because we already know Caleb Williams is going number one. Mm-hmm. That's happening. So what do I care if the stupid Patriots or the Vikings or the Broncos or the Raiders, other teams with quarterback interest, what do I care if May and Daniels are in my building? You don't have any impact.
I'm not saying this is going to happen. But what if they love J.J. McCarthy?
Yeah. Okay.
Adam Peters has known since before this process, mm-hmm. they're going to draft J.J. McCarthy.
Right.
He buys into what Coach Harbaugh said, that the best quarterback in the draft, it's not Caleb Williams, yeah. it's not Jaden Daniels, it's J.J. McCarthy. So their smokescreen is they just don't even ask him for an interview, because they know they've done their due diligence. They know he knows football. Mm-hmm. He's been coached by a former quarterback in the league. He knows everything that needs to be, and they know his personality.
Still, you would still be relying on, at that point, like Jim Harbaugh,
yeah, but,
propaganda, like secondhand. Like, that's fine.
Okay, but they've done their due diligence. They know the type of person he is. They feel confident in that. Mm-hmm. So they bring in the other guys. It's a smokescreen.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, I'm not saying that this is going to happen.
Right.
They bring in the other guys to make all the other teams think that they're going to draft Drake May,
right,
or they're going to draft Jaden Daniels, but they're cool with trading back.
Mm-hmm. So they're just
to get JJ McCarthy.
Up these other two guys.
Sure.
Okay. I mean, I could see.
I don't think you have to bring in a guy. And I don't think bringing in the guy necessarily means anything. Didn't they already bring in Penix?
I'd have to see if he's actually made an in-person
visit. Didn't Penix visit Redskins?
I know he visited.
I can't remember.
I know he visited with the Giants. I don't know if he came for an in-person visit with the Commanders.
I may be wrong, but I thought maybe he visited the Commanders. I don't know. I don't read that much into it. I do think they know who they're taking already.
I do too.
And I don't think there's very much it can change. Like when you say they want to see how the guy's going to comport themselves at dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Really, what's going to change at a dinner?
I don't think anything's necessarily going to change. I just think that they would like to experience it for themselves.
Yeah, they just want to get to know the kid.
Instead of just hearing Harbaugh talk about it or hearing, you know, Brian Kelly talk about what a great guy Jaden Daniels is, I want to talk to him myself. I want to be around this person before I make a significant financial commitment.
I understand that, but what is going to change? When you said they want to see how he comports himself. So let's say let's say Jaden Daniels comes to that dinner,
mm-hmm,
and has great manners,
mm-hmm,
knows how to order his meal.
Right.
And then Drake May, on the other hand, he comes in disheveled,
mm-hmm,
not dressed appropriately.
Right.
Doesn't know how to order. He's never ordered fish or whatever is available.
Yeah, he's like Sam Howell, only orders chicken tendies.
All right, but you believe Drake May, he's better on the board. He's, yeah, a better player and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Are you going to draft Jaden Daniels because he dressed more appropriately and ordered better?
It's going to go into my equation. It's going to be lesser, obviously, than his football talent and his skill, but it's all going to be part of the bigger equation and calculation when you decide to pick this guy at number
Look,
two.
It's we're overthinking this. All right, we're overthinking this. They just want to get to know the kid that they possibly will draft.
Right.
If you were a CEO of a company and you were looking to hire, a VP of sales, well, you're going to go out and meet the guy. You know, you want to meet who you're going
right.
to who's going to you're going to hire to run your sales department. They're just going to try and meet these kids. It's fine. It's not that big of a deal. It really isn't. I don't think they're grading how they look in the restaurant or what they order or how they act. They just want to meet the kid.
You know what? Like, just say
they just want to sit down and talk football with them. Talk life.
What if Drake May comes in and sits down and is rude to, like, the busboy and the waiter and the maitre d'? Now, I'm not saying all signs point that he's like a nice kid.
He's not yet. He's not going
to
be.
What if he's a douche to, like, the restaurant staff and he's like, I'm better than these people. I'm going to be the number two pick in the draft. He's full of himself. That can be a major turnoff. Like the execs can be like,
sure.
I mean, this guy a leader of men? Like,
right.
that's more the point of having them in, seeing how they work, seeing how they think, seeing how they interact with people in the building, outside the building.
You know what?
I think there's a lot to it.
I would have the waiter accidentally spill his drink on him and see how he reacts.
Okay. You're taking it a step further, but I kind of like it.
you think it's about how they behave at dinner and stuff?
That's what Cake said.
I think it's
they're breaking down film.
I know, that I understand.
That is what they want them in the
thing,
girl.
I know they're doing all that, too. I'm just saying.
Well, that is the most important part, and see if they can handle whatever they're throwing at them, and if they can't process it fast enough.
Well, they're not breaking down film at the dinner table. They're just getting to know the kid.
No, the dinner is after they
Correct. They go
facility
in.
Visit.
He comes in to Ashburn.
Am I too obsessed by the dinner?
Yes.
Focused on.
Yes, you're overthinking.
You know, I'm kind of with you, Cakes. Yeah. I think it's very telling how a person acts.
Of course it's telling.
Yes.
Now, is it what they do on the whiteboard telling too? Like, can you diagram a defense? Can you get the play out before the play clock winds down? All that's important.
It's a vibes check.
Right.
He'll be fine. Both kids will be fine.
I'm sure.
And I think I agree with JP.
Knock it out of the park.
I don't know if they're still coin flip on who they're going to draft. I think they know who they're going to draft.
You know,
I think they've known for weeks.
Maybe
they should ask him to split the bill. See how he reacts.
Yeah.
I think the
credit card roulette.
I think the pro day and what they're going to have next week, I guess it's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, whatever it is for these two prospects, it's going to fit into confirmation bias. You know what I mean? Like, they knew from the film that they either like Drake May or Jaden Daniels better. And it'd be very hard to change their opinion based on a pro day. I mean, somebody tweeted us, I can't confirm this or not, that Adam Peters had visited one of the prospects three times while he was in San Francisco.
Right.
These guys have formed their opinions, and they've got scouts. They've got all these opinions coming at them.
By the way, I see, Jason, here's one advantage to you not being on Twitter. Mm-hmm. I need to get away from the guys who have bought the blue check marks, who try to make their site like look official, and they've got all these breaking rumors about NFL draft prospects.
Oh, yeah.
And
the aggregators.
Yeah,
give me an example.
They're like ML football.
Like what JP is talking about. He's talking about like breaking news. Adam Peters visited Drake May three times while he was with the San Francisco 49ers, went to practices at Chapel Hill. And I'm kind of like, I'm paraphrasing, obviously, but there's all of these on Twitter. Like you have to navigate through these minefields.
It's
of these weird reports that are coming out of nowhere.
It's quote unquote journalists, but they don't have any kind of integrity that Adam Schefter or Albert Breer have.
Right.
And Rappaport.
Absolutely.
Well, the latest, in terms of who they're going to draft.
Yes.
I mentioned this yesterday. Adam Schefter, who has a podcast, doubled down on Jaden Daniels. Mm-hmm. Says all signs are that they're going to draft Jaden Daniels. I think that was on the latest Adam Schefter podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And Albert Breer has also chimed in that they're going to draft Jaden Daniels.
All right.
Could be all smoke.
Doesn't Schefter hedge that, though, and says this is just a guess?
I think he hedges it a little bit.
Yeah, he. I don't think Schefter really knows. They're just kind of asking for his opinion.
Right.
And he's saying, it's maybe looking like Jaden, but I'm just guessing here. He definitely says he hedges it.
You know what? That's great. This staff seems like they're super buttoned up. They're not. There's not a bunch of leaks from the front office like in previous ownership regimes, which is a welcome change for Commanders fans. I like that they're not telling anybody what their plans are and who they're considering and who they're thinking of picking. And this is going to be the guy. This is the guy we're leaning towards. It's better this way. Just keep it close to the vest until draft night.
I think that they are spending most of their time working on the other prospects now. I think they are putting the bow on a present with these visits, and they're kind of doing their due diligence. But they kind of know, like they probably knew they were going to either draft Jaden Daniels or Drake May a month ago.
Yeah.
All right. So now the bulk of their time is, well, what are we going to do with 36? What are we going to do with 40? And they'll do their thing on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. But
you could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there
there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
They're doing their work on the rest of that draft, which is not as important. I will say, I do think the quarterback is by far the most important, because you could hit on every other pick. If they whiff on the quarterback, this regime won't last long.
It's demise, yeah. You're right.
Like, they could get a great receiver at 36, get an unbelievable
left tackle. If this quarterback turns
at 40,
into the next Zach Wilson, this coaching staff and probably Peters out in 3 or 4 years.
By the way, rumors are running rampant, obviously, at this time of year. Drabby, did you see the rumor that the Commanders have, I'm putting this in air quotes, possible interest in acquiring the number 16 overall pick in the first round, moving back into the first round and drafting an offensive tackle there at 16?
Well, it's definitely available. I would almost be willing to put my 401k on the line that the Seahawks trade back.
Hold on, Your entire 401k?
I'm almost willing.
Your whole
to put my entire.
All right, let's do it. Put it on the line.
Oh, I would love for you to have that.
What's in your 401k? Give me the balance.
It's swole.
Hey, write it down.
Not enough.
It was. Are you maxing swole that blicky out?
Yeah.
Write it down. I want to see.
Yeah.
See if you'd put it up.
If you saw him, you'd have a heart attack.
In which way? In a good way or a bad way?
You'd jump off the building.
Right, right. I mean, you would say it's good. It's great for him.
Oh.
But where you are in your life, you wouldn't think it's that great for you.
Well, I'm just saying it's right. Probably a lot of money.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
And I don't think he's going to bet it all.
No.
He would drop back is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Well, that's
look for that. Yep. Maybe that's a dance partner.
Look, this Washington's got 6 picks in the top 100.
Mm-hmm.
All right. They got some maneuverability.
That's ammunition.
They really do.
Yep.
And obviously, too, you know who they're going to go for, a quarterback. Mm-hmm. But after that, man, it can do all kinds of stuff.
Coming up later this hour, in just about 25 minutes, we'll be joined by Doug Bell, golf analyst for PGA Tour Radio and CBS Sports HQ. We'll talk Masters with him coming up at 7:40.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.